This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. American military intelligence relies on countless hours of raw data collected by surveillance drones and satellites. Sifting the wheat from the chaff requires time and expertise. So where should intel officials look for guidance?
Dina definitely has a crush on Pauly, and Dina can die happy now.
I feel like we're very close, and you can
like,
tell me anything.
Very, very close.
Mm-hmm. How about the Jersey Shore? A new report by the RAND Corporation suggests military analysts turn to reality TV producers for help processing mountains of data. Katie Drummond is national security reporter for The Danger Room at Wired. NHBR's All Things Considered host Brady Carlson caught up with Katie and asked her for more on the overlap between the drone war and the Jersey Shore.
As far as production goes, or reality TV production as opposed to sort of military monitoring of data and video data loads, it's all 24/7, right? So it doesn't matter if it's 2 p.m. or 2 a.m., you know, the situation might be coming home with a grenade, or a van in Afghanistan might be loading a bunch of grenades. And in both instances, military officials or reality TV producers are going to want to catch those moments, right? So that's a pretty significant overlap there that's actually really important when you're thinking about how surveillance is done.
Just the sheer volume of, well, it's not really footage anymore of tape, but of video, the sheer volume is enormous in both counts.
Right, exactly. I mean, in both counts, a ton of cameras, they have to be ready to catch anything, anywhere it's happening, right? So when you're thinking about the military, right now that's in excess of 10,000 hours a month. And that's a lot of video for a group of people to be trying to keep track of. We don't have numbers on how many hours of videotape, you know, Jersey Shore producers are accumulating, but obviously when you're thinking about that 24/7 operation, it's going to be a lot.
There's that quote from Dina from the Jersey Shore, this isn't rocket scientist. Well, surveillance kind of is rocket scientist in a way. So they have some challenges that reality TV producers don't have.
Of course, when it comes to the military, they never really know what to expect. They know, you know, what they're looking for, but they're not sure when it's going to happen, and they're not sure how relevant it's going to be. Whereas reality TV, you know, they do operate. It's called a reality TV, but of course, they're always operating with sort of a loose script. They have a sense of the narrative that they want to construct for each episode. People monitoring that video as it comes in, they know what they're looking for and they know what's going to be important and what's not. An Air Force or a military surveillance operator really needs to keep their eyes open a little bit wider, I would think, and, you know, maybe put a moment that they saw a week ago, put that together with a moment that they're catching right now and sort of find the link between those two moments.
What are the takeaways for security officials that they can grab from the production techniques used on reality shows?
First of all, and one that's actually pretty important and pretty slick when you're talking about how reality TV is produced, is that reality TV production happens in a control room. So it's, you know, a bunch of people, all of them facing one giant bank of screens that are feeding video from a bunch of different locations, say, in the Jersey Shore house. And then each operator on their own computer is very specifically watching one video feed. But it allows them to see what's going on everywhere, which provides some extra context. The Air Force doesn't actually operate like that now. And so this report that came out from the RAND Corporation suggests that they actually do that because it would give them, you know, more context and a greater understanding of, I guess, what's going on in other areas of, say, Afghanistan or Pakistan or wherever they might be. There were several more suggestions. Another one that I actually thought was really smart is that right now military surveillance operators use chat rooms to communicate amongst one another. And so they need to toggle between that and actually watching the video that's coming in. That's obviously really distracting. And reality,
it would take their eyes off of the video just to tell people there was
exactly,
something to look at.
Exactly. And reality TV producers actually use headsets. So they can turn the headsets on and off. They can speak to the entire group, or they can speak to one other person. And this report actually suggests that military operators do the same thing.
One of the other suggestions in the report was this idea of a multimedia database, which reality TV producers already use. How would national security people use something like this?
Right now, reality TV producers, they save hours of footage onto the database, so they can tag these scenes with search terms, and then you can sort of go into that database later and look something up. So look up, you know, grenade bedroom, and it'll, you know, all of those scenes where there's a bad-looking girl in the bedroom will come up, and you can put them into the episodes and create that narrative. So for the military to have that would be extremely valuable. They could tag these certain moments in time, these certain video clips, and go back and look for them later. It would allow analysis to a greater extent that could be actually quite beneficial.
We've been talking about sort of how to make this process go more smoothly, how to make it more efficient. But I guess a question we should ask is, should we be concerned about this process as a whole, that the military is exploring these kind of avenues at all?
As far as that goes, you know, this era of persistent surveillance is sort of already upon us. And as I point out in the story, you know, the military's working on these sort of giant drones, these big blimps that are literally going to hang over cities for months at a time. And so I would have to suggest that we've sort of already crossed that bridge. When we're talking about sort of the domestic front, sort of, you know, New York City as a, you know, with a giant blimp over it, I don't know if we're going to get there anytime soon. But I for one, like the idea that in a combat area, you know, the military surveillance gets better rather than stagnate.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun, to do something. If you want to have fun, to do something. Get crazy.
Katie Drummond of Wired there with NHPR's Brady Carlson. There's more on the link between reality TV and predator drones at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, we'll listen between the lines to find out what makes a book on tape worth hearing. That's when Word of Mouth continues.
Never wear lenses on my glasses, yo. My first keyboard was a Casio. Ooh, look at that girl on the dance floor.
What's she looking at?